From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. All known life on Earth is carbon-based. Today, though, when we hear about carbon, it's usually in terms of emissions, or the idea of capturing and storing those emissions. What you may not have heard is that the Earth has been emitting and storing carbon for millions of years, cycling it between sky, sea, soil, and rock. Deep in the geologic past, atmospheric carbon dioxide was 10 times higher than today. Then, ancient ocean life began to use it. Early marine organisms used CO2 dissolved in seawater for photosynthesis, forming the base of the food chain. Other organisms used it to build their exoskeletons and shells. When they died, their carbon-rich remains sank to the seafloor and were buried. Very slowly, carbon was being stored within the Earth. Millions of years later, plants evolved and dramatically changed the carbon balance. They began to turn huge volumes of atmospheric carbon into organic carbon, like carbohydrates and cellulose. Some organic carbon goes back into the atmosphere or the soil. Some gets buried and becomes part of sedimentary layers, and with enough pressure and time, can be cooked into hydrocarbons, fossil fuels. Today, burning fossil fuels is moving ancient carbon stored in the Earth back into the atmosphere. Researchers are studying different ways to sequester that CO2, and we will talk about that on a future EarthDate. I'm Scott Tinker, and thanks for listening.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. EarthDate is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.